Luister, is maandag and every Monday we get into our Monday mailbag. drive@jacarandafm.com. We get all kinds of kind of questions that ask for advice and net hoe om bietjie moeilike situasies te hanteer. En vandag sin is nogal iets wat regtig naby aan my hart is, soos Rob vroeër gesê het. Hi, Rob and Roz. I have had something on my mind for the last few weeks, so I decided to get it off my chest and send you guys something for your Monday mailbag. My son is 11 years old and is the best rugby player in his school. We live in the Moort in Pretoria, so he goes to a relatively small school. My husband thinks we should move him to a bigger, more prominent school so that he can grow as an athlete and gain more exposure. I believe if we move him to a bigger school, we run the risk of him just being one of the rest. Naturally, I want the best for my son, but I'm not quite sure what the right thing is to do. Love the show, Susan.
So he's 11.
He's 11, yeah.
He's the star player at school.
Yeah.
And do we put him in a rugby school where he might just be the B or the C team?
Yes.
Or do we keep him in a smaller school where he can be the star for longer?
Wow.
What would you do, Mom?
That is a tricky one.
I don't know.
I would chat to my child.
Yeah.
And find out, and like lay it out and find out what they would want. I think I wouldn't move my son from the school that he is in now because he's so settled there. And a little rock, they get attached to the Mikeys, yeah, and the teachers and the
that
way that things are done at that school.
But if you're picking a high school.
No, I'm going to leave him there.
You're going
to? I'm going to leave him there because actually at the school my kids go to, it's quite a, in comparison to the other schools that are like on the same level, it's relatively new. It's just over 10 years old. So the other schools that are part of this kind of brand of school are a lot more established, not older. So their sport is actually quite a lot better than what the school my kid goes to.
Yeah.
So what I know some parents have done is they kept their kids at our school for primary and then sent them to the same school in the brand or in the franchise of schools, the franchise for high school, because the other school, the ander tak van die school, is bietjie langer aan die gang, hulle sport is beter want dit is 'n groter school.
Messages already coming in. Jeff says, what does the son want?
Yes.
I assume he wants to be a rugby player.
Yeah.
I would think.
But isn't it lekker for their confidence for them to like, just for him to be the star?
What's if you've been watching Chasing the Sun all four episodes now? And you've got a dream to be in that dressing room.
Mm.
And you are the star at school, so you think you can.
Yeah.
And now you go to Uffies and you play in the D team because you're not as good as you think you are. And now what? The dream is crushed.
This is a very difficult
mailbag. Should you stay the star until you're 16, 17? You got that confidence. And you're like, but I suppose then you don't know how good you are. Dis die ding,
exactly.
Nee?
Ja, dis 'n tamaletjie hierdie een. Wat weet ons wat jy sou doen?
Ja, big fish, small pond situation.
Ja.
Which way around is the best one to go? My son is 11 years old. He's the best rugby player in his current school. Yada, yada, yada. My husband thinks we should move him to a bigger school so that he can grow as an athlete. I reckon if we move him, we run the risk of just turning him into one of the rest.
Mm.
So, what do you do with the child?
Guys, children only learn when they are challenged. What is your son going to learn from this? Number one. Number two, life is not going to say, hi, shame. Are you going to be the star for the rest of your life? No, life is challenging. It's going to give you things that you have to work through and adapt to. And if you can't do that from a young age already, what chance do you stand as an adult?
Yeah. Shun, if we could mic drop, we wouldn't. We'd get in trouble with the technical department.
Yes,
but you know.
Yeah, I, as if I put my mama heart at the door, I think that advice from Marshan is very, very good, because the sooner you can put him into a more competitive environment, the better it's going to be for him. Now, imagine hy is nou tot onder 13, ster van die show, kom in hoërskool onder 14. The other kids at this like big rugby school, they've advanced so far already because they've had that coaching, they've had that pressurized environment. Hy gaan floreer.
You want to hear the counterpoint?
Yes, please. There's always a counterpoint. I love it.
Yours sent us this. Don't send the child to the big school. My kid played great rugby at school. They played a final at Loftus in grade 7. He went to a rugby school and then got chosen for the F team. Very upset. By the time he got to grade 12, he was in the 10th team.
Hey, Philip sent us this. I heard a quote that said, if you are the smartest person in the room, then you're the wrong person. room. The dad is right to move him so he can push, so he can grow. And then something else along the same lines, also a message in from Eduwe, saying rather play in a low team in a great team than in a first team in a school that's not sport oriented. Being in the right school can open doors for after school.
So it's about being in the right place, even if you're not at the top of it.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. The doen. And what the fight is, as ons nou kyk na die meer marshmallow approach hierna, dit kom neer op wat die kind gelukkig gaan maak.
Altyd.
So if he really wants to go for this dream, then he must be challenged, like Marshan said.
Yeah, look, I think that's a very good point.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, I mean, obviously, yes, conversation with the child is going to be the one to start it off with. But that's the question we're debating this afternoon. Susan sent us this email. Big fish, small pond. Small fish, big pond.
Yeah.
Which do you reckon is better, especially for a child?
Ice elf.
Yeah, that at the end of the day is what we're discussing.
We are deep in our Monday mailbag today, and it's basically mail we got in from Susan saying her son is 11. He's really good at rugby, but he's in a small school. Her husband wants to move him to a bigger school, so he's got an opportunity to play and be seen and be exposed where he needs to be.
Susan's worried, or Susan, yammer.
Yeah, aski Susan.
Susan is yum. She's worried that putting him into the big school, he'll sort of, you know, fall by the wayside.
Yeah. Dan gaan hy nie meer die ster wees nie. Debbie het vir ons 'n boodskap gestuur. Debbie is laying down the law here. The object of school is to educate. Sport is supposed to be an extramural activity. You can join outside clubs and get the extra coaching to enable him to compete at a higher level. If he is meant to be a Springbok player, he will be spotted wherever it is. But if he doesn't make it, then at least he has his education to fall back on.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
But also, welcome to South Africa. You know what I did not see on TV over Easter weekend was the Easter Schools Drama Festival. I saw the under 16 C teams from some high school playing sports ball, but I did not see the inter-high choir. I didn't see swimming. Ons is bietjie daar as 'n land.
Luister.
You know, rugby schools will rugby school.
100%. Ek het dit selfs gesien by die toernooi Saterdag en by elke rugby wedstryd wat my seentjie speel. Dit is asof daar 30 springbokke op daai veld uitdraf.
Ja.
Hulle is maar 10 of 9, maar die ouers is so invested in hierdie klein mannetjies, hoor.
Debbie, you're right though.
Ja, 100%.
Let me make that clear. You are correct, ja. And I agree with you.
Because it's about right time, right place, right? So if he is that talented, his talent will be spotted somehow.
Yeah, Hank says, keep him in his school. Go and join a club to play rugby.
Yeah, Anshin says, I moved my 3 kids from a big school, lots of sport, big on rugby, to a small school. I never anticipated all the opportunities that they would get. It was less competitive. My kids are much happier and they've grown in confidence.
Talita sent this similarly.
Hi, Jacaranda. Regarding the school, big pond, big fish or big small pond.
We got you.
My son was in a very big school, and once I moved him to a small school, it gave him so much confidence because he just excelled at everything. Where in the big school, he tend to disappear. So my advice, small pond.
I mean, there's an argument there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Talita and Anshin are saying the things that I guess maybe Susan wants to hear.
Yeah.
Do
you know what it was for me at school?
What?
I was pretty good academically.
Yeah.
And then, as the years went on, more and more smart kids arrived. So grade 8 and grade 9, I was like, top 2 or 3 students for maths, top of the English class. Then you get to matric, and you're like 11th in the class for English. And your parents are going, what happened? Didn't you study? And I'm like, they just brought in smarter kids. Yeah. I can only do so much.
They brought in the ringers. And also, everyone's always like, oh, 4th place, you miss out on the bronze. But 11th, when you just missed that top 10. Ooh, my heart is here for you, Rob.
My
Forbes.
Broer en die pinte was goed geweest. Hulle was sterk, hele pad deur. This is what happens when you import the Springboks. Now, all of a sudden, you're sitting 11th in your class.